In Oxford, I began to read Elizabeth David. French provincial cooking took France to be a complex neighborhood, something to live with the way one unexpectedly might live any place and come to terms or familiarity with the complexity, even if the complexity does not belong to one. History of cooking? I learned to shop from my mother, but I learned to cook in my 20s by reading the Rombauers, Craig Claiborne, and Julie Jordan's Wings of Life. And that reading was adequate until I got to the covered market. The idea, for me, is not the product of cooking, some authentic or coherent example of cuisine, be the food on the plate fried chicken or coq au vin, but the articulated and social experience itself of the market, with its essential, if occasionally luxurious, if occasionally unexpected, goods. Its knowledgeable and hortatory shoppers and butchers, the experience gained over time by simple memory or familiarity, and later, the immediate experience in the kitchen that cooking is. Our cooking merges with situation. What's been on the back burner all this time? Who do you cook for? Where do you go to think about anything? If the idea is that the nature of the things separate from the thing's public status, meaning more contradictory and more immediate than that, though divorced from neither the cruelty of history nor the ambiguous quotidian, then nothing is captured or even treed in the kitchen. Cooking merges with sensation. No clear voice emanates to set recipes or spice jars aright, or guide stockpots to completion. The idea, perhaps, is to go on making things as one can without synthesizing, resisting, that is, the inclination to gather or to fix. The ideas, continuation, experience, are really rather simple. Many years later, when she was a student at Cornell, my daughter Madeline would telephone from the Wegmans superstore with questions about cooking.